Chapter 11. Great Aunt Hermione's Letter. Spring came, and the island was covered with flowers. We spent our time on the veranda, eating, sleeping, reading, or simply talking. Once a month, Mother got a long letter from our great aunt Hermione in England. One day, she showed us a particularly thick letter and said, "Aunt Hermione wants to come and stay with us." "No, I refuse," shouted Larry. "Aunt Hermione is impossible. Illness is her profession. Tell her we haven't got enough room."
"I can't do that, dear," said Mother. "I've already told her we have a big villa."
"Well, tell her there's an epidemic," said Larry.
"Don't be silly. I've already told her how healthy it is here," answered Mother.
"Really, Mother, you're impossible. I was planning a nice quiet summer with a few friends," Larry said.
"I know. I'll write to her and say you're ill."
"If you do that, she'll come to look after me," Mother answered.
"There's only one solution. We must move to a smaller villa," said Larry.
"Larry, don't be stupid," Mother said. "People will think we are mad if we move again."
"If Great Aunt Hermione comes, Mother, we will go mad," Larry answered. "We have to move to a smaller villa. There is no other option."
"It's so eccentric," said Mother.
"It's not eccentric," said Larry. "It's perfectly logical."
"Be sensible, Mother," said Margot. "A change is as good as a fiesta."
We didn't understand Margot's proverb, but we moved to a smaller villa.